Epilogue. That night, with Mom resting in her chair and the family gathered around, Dad made an announcement. Christian paused his video game, and Nevaeh put down her phone after texting Kareem about meeting up for ice cream at Scoops. "I spoke with Dr. Lim this morning," he said, his voice wavering with emotion. "Mom's aggressive treatments have stopped her cancer from spreading. She's not out of the woods, but this buys her some time. They're going to pause her treatments for a few weeks and let her recover her strength. So for now, we got good news. She's still fighting," he said, wiping his eyes. "She's still fighting. We still got her." Days later, when it became official that she had made the cross-country team, Nevaeh shared the news with Mom and decided to make a final post so everyone knew the truth. Kareem recorded while she spoke without filters or masks or effects. "My mom has pancreatic cancer. She's had it all summer, and we don't know how much longer we'll have her." Nevaeh swallowed hard and forced herself to continue. "In these posts, we get so mean to each other sometimes. We tell lies, too. I've seen it. Maybe I've done it. Whatever. I just don't want to be part of it anymore. Life is too short. My mom is teaching me that. At the end of the day, no one will look back on their life and wish they posted more or spent more time on their phones. Instead, they're going to wish they did more, saw more, got out more, you know, lived their lives. That's what I'm going to do. Running makes me happy. It makes my mom happy, too. That's what I'm going to do for now. So if you're looking for lightning legs, don't look here no more. Look for me on the track or on the trail. I'll be on the run. See you out there." Nevaeh's hands shook as she posted the video. They trembled, too, as she went on to delete each social media app on her phone. "You sure you want to do that?" Kareem asked as he watched her. Nevaeh nodded. She had never felt more certain. "Definitely," she answered, shutting down her phone and raising her eyes from the small screen to meet Kareem's gaze. He smiled back. "You want to go get that ice cream now?" "I'll race you there," she grinned, rushing past him. "Hold up, that's cheating," he shouted, chasing after her. Together, they dashed down the street, laughing under the warm afternoon sun. Neither of them noticed Nevaeh's post going viral.
This has been a Townsend Press production from the Bluford series of books, On the Run, written by Karen Langhorne Fallon, read by Shayna Fulton. Produced by Dave Giorgio and featuring the music of Kenyon Whittington. For more information, visit our website at townsendpress.com.